Hello all, and welcome to a D&D podcast. I'm Dylan.
I'm Devin. Okay, why is that funny? It's my name.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is Nerd Talk, where we talk about nerdy stuff. I must swore there. Today, we're going to do another all saga series episode, and it's going to be about Harry Potter, one of the greatest saga series of all time, if not the greatest, depending on age group and what you prefer. What we're going to do is pretty simple. We're going to go over some controversial topics. Some might be controversial. Some are just talking points to get the ball rolling about Harry Potter and everything that is encompassing within it. Obviously, since Harry Potter is so awesome and it encompasses 7 books and 8 movies and now coming out with spin-offs and plays, we're not going to get to nearly anything or everything. But we're going to try to get to a lot. So, Devin, dude, Voldemort. What do you think of Voldemort?
I don't know, man. I mean, people want you to think he's the bad guy, and he's obviously the bad guy, so he plays a damn good bad guy. I mean, what more do you want?
They want us to think he's the bad guy? We don't need to think.
I'm not thinking today.
Yeah, I guess not.
Voldemort. Well, in the beginning, first movie, you don't really know much about him. Besides, he's the one that cast a spell, killed Harry's mom, put the curse on Harry, and throughout the movies, you just progress into knowing more backstory on when he was Tom Riddle, and then how he like rose to be Voldemort, and you can consider him one of the most powerful wizards of all time, even though he's bad.
Oh, Bob, he's top 3, easily.
Who's number 2, I mean? Where are you coming with this, Harry?
Harry sucks, dude. Harry's overhyped.
Dumbledore.
Dumbledore's number 1. I forgot the guy's name. It starts with a G.
Oh.
I don't know. He had the Elder Wand before Dumbledore did. And Dumbledore disarmed him, so he got the Elder Wand.
He killed him for it.
Disarmed him, killed him. What's the difference these days?
Okay.
Anyways, so is Voldemort... Here's the question. Is Voldemort inherently evil, or is he just the result of a broken childhood? Because he had a pretty shitty childhood.
He had a very bad childhood.
Living in orphanages, you know, no one ever understood him.
You think Harry Potter's very relatable, so if you were put in Voldemort's situation, would you rise to be a Dark Lord like he did?
Dude, I think Voldemort's the man.
He doesn't even have a nose.
Yeah, dude, I have too much nose, so.
Yeah, that's true. You got a big old beak on you.
So that's what I strive for right there. I think Voldemort as a child's pretty messed up. But, dude, I think he was just born evil. I guess got to go there.
Kind of like Hitler.
Dude, he's literally, you might have had a messed up childhood, like, but, dude, he's out here
he
literally.
Crazy shit to feel just, that and just. Escalate it and make him even more dark and crazy.
He's just out here killing people just to put his soul into different things.
Yeah, okay. Next year.
Dude, so what do you think of how they switched the Voldemort actor? Good call?
Pretty good call. I never noticed it really until you said something about it the other day.
I didn't really notice it either until I watched the video, but yeah, dude, that guy looked like shit.
Yeah, I mean...
The one on the back of the head. Yeah, dude, I didn't like him. I don't really remember the Sorcerer's Stone all too much. You know, I want to watch it, but I can't really relate to a 8-year-old, 9-year-old kid anymore.
Yeah, especially one that can make glass disappear with his mind.
Dude, Harry's way more relatable than any other hero ever. Did you like what they did with Voldemort?
I don't know, because they did a pretty good job doing his backstory and when he was at Hogwarts and the things he did, and then it just translated into him being the person that he was in the movie. But, I mean, there could have been more fighting scenes, more intense stuff, more movies with him as an adult.
They should do spin-off movies with Voldemort as the main character, or Tom Riddle.
They should do a Tom Riddle one and a young Dumbledore. And
that's what I just said.
Yeah. That was agreeing.
You're like trying to take my thoughts after I literally just say them. Okay, so this sort of goes into this. This whole house classification shit that goes on, dude, I think Voldemort's like, and everyone who's in Slytherin is like a destined to be evil. They're like a product of just the
That's
Slytherin
not
household.
entirely true.
How many Slytherin people are not evil?
Malfoy kind of transitioned into being good towards the end of the movie.
Dude, he's a dick most of the time, though.
Most of the time, but I mean, people change, dude. People change.
It's literally like the last movie when he's like sort of good, and it's because Voldemort is about to be killed, so they're switching sides, basically.
Gotta do what you gotta do. You got a bandwagon.
Yeah, dude. They're literally freaking LeBron fans in the magical realm.
Jason.
What's that mean?
I just say random stuff
Oh,
sometimes.
nice.
Nice. Good talk.
But, dude, I feel like if you got placed in a Gryffindor, you're like being told you're gonna be
You're destined
awesome.
for great things.
And if you're being placed into Slytherin, you're just destined for to be evil.
What about Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff?
That means you're destined to be just an extra in a movie.
That's what the class, that's the group you'd be in.
Dude, I'd be in Gryffindor,
Either
that's
that or
lit.
you, the Sorting Hat, would just say no. Put you
No.
back on the boat, send you to the train.
Yeah, you're going back.
Yeah, this one's deficient.
Okay, so here's not something I've never understood. Witches and wizards, are they born with their powers, or are they trained to become wizards and witches? Like, could a
Depends,
muggle
because
become a wizard?
Hermione, both of her parents were muggles.
Yeah, but she's not.
I don't know. I mean, she like went to school to be a wizard. A wizard. I don't know the girl tense
Yeah,
that.
but did she
Witch.
go to become a wizard or witch? Or did she go because she was a witch?
That's a mind right there. It's like asking what came first, chicken or the egg.
No, this is a logical question. Can muggles go to Hogwarts?
Yes, they let Hermione in.
She's not a muggle. Her parents are.
That makes her a muggle, though. If she's born from muggle parents, that's gonna make her a muggle. It doesn't automatically make her a witch.
It's like how Jedis are not born from other Jedis. They're born from normal.
Okay, I mean, I guess I can understand that now.
Because I did hear that Lily Potter's sister, Aunt Petunia,
Yeah, she was a little bit of a witch, but she didn't give in to it.
she wanted to go to Hogwarts, and she wrote a letter to Dumbledore, but he's like, nah, sorry. Sorry, fam.
Because he sensed the evil in her.
Wait, I think she became evil because she just was jealous of her sister.
Yeah, she says it in the first one for her son's tail, or for her son like grows a pigtail, and Hagrid's like in the room like dissing her out.
She's a product of her environment, unlike Voldemort, I think. Dude, speaking of Voldemort, we definitely should have got him into March Madness.
Yeah, we definitely should have done a better selection process.
Yeah, it's
Just going
whatever.
out on a limb and say the randomizer was Dylan's idea. So
Yeah.
blame it on Dylan.
We'll get it next year, though.
If we don't get discontinued.
How? No one. There's no FCC following us.
Okay.
Nice. So we want to get into a section here where we sort of discuss fan theories. And some have been approved by, what's her face? I can't.
J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling. And some have not been mentioned to her yet. But,
She agreed with this next theory that we're about to talk about. She said it was very intriguing.
which one?
Three brothers.
Oh, I wasn't going to start with that one, but we can. Okay, so the Deathly Hallows. The Hallows are the invisibility cloak, the wand, the Elder Wand, and the
Resurrection Stone.
Resurrection Stone. So those are the three Hallows, the Deathly Hallows. And so the story goes how death, so there's three brothers, and death met the three brothers, and he granted the three brothers one wish to try and evade him. And the one brother asked for power to fight off death and do all this crazy shit. So death gave him the Elder Wand, which was the most powerful wand in the wizarding world. And the other brother asked for the Resurrection Stone to bring back loved ones and bring back himself if he could. And the last brother asked for something to help evade death. So they gave him the invisibility cloak. So the
Cut right from the Grim Reaper's claw.
Yep. So the fan theory goes that the three brothers are Harry, Snape, and Voldemort. Harry is the brother that has the invisibility cloak. Snape is the one with the Resurrection Stone, and Voldemort is the one that asked for power and got the Elder Wand. And Dumbledore is involved in this, and he happens to be Death, because he directly and indirectly gave all those three things to those three people.
And that's a hell of a theory right there.
Pretty good one.
It is. I mean, you've touched on the subject, but I mean, with Voldemort, obviously he's got the Elder Wand because he wants unlimited power. And like in the story, the eldest brother was afraid of his competitor, so that's why he needed the wand. So in this case, Voldemort is afraid of Dumbledore. And then second one, you got Snape. He comes in to have the Sorcerer's Stone, or the Resurrection Stone, because he is just lost when Harry's mom dies, because he was so in love with her, so he wants to bring her back and have memories of her. And with Harry, has the invisibility cloak. And with the third brother, he gets the invisibility cloak. So when Harry ends up battling Voldemort, and Voldemort kills him, Dumbledore is the first person that meets Harry in the afterlife. So like with the story, when the third brother finally takes off his invisibility cloak, Death is there to greet him. Just like when Harry dies, Dumbledore is there to greet him. So therefore, Dumbledore is Death.
It fits perfectly. And I wouldn't say that it's literal, like Dumbledore's the Grim Reaper, but I would say that
this happens to make a lot of damn sense.
Like, Dumbledore's not the Grim Reaper, but in Harry, Snape, and Voldemort aren't brothers, but it's like symbolic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. So,
where did Harry get the cloak from? I forgot.
It was a Christmas present.
Oh, yeah.
His first year, he got it for Christmas. I think Dumbledore gave it to him, and it used to be Harry's dad's.
Oh, yeah, true. So, there's that. Dude, the theory fits. J.K. Rowling likes it. She approves of it. Boom. Another theory that I am super excited about is that Dumbledore made a Horcrux. And it seems pretty impossible, because to make a Horcrux, if you remember, you have to kill someone. And in the movies, this is not explained. Or
Kind of is.
Not even really touched on, but
kind of is, when they're in the little village.
I guess, but
see Ariana's painting.
Yeah. Dumbledore and Dumbledore's brother got into a fight.
There was three of them. There was two. Yeah. There was Dumbledore and two others.
Yeah.
A friend and a brother.
Yeah, his brother and his friend. They got in a scuffle. Some spells were thrown around. And Dumbledore ended up killing Dumbledore's brother's sister, right? Or not sister, wife.
Dumbledore's sister.
Okay, Dumbledore's sister. He ended up killing Dumbledore's sister.
She happened to be in the crossfire.
Yeah, so she got killed. So that's where the death comes from. And to create a Horcrux?
He doesn't know if that's what killed her.
Even though he may not have killed her, there's a good chance that he did, and he believes he did, and he has grief over that. So he could create a Horcrux. The theory goes that Dumbledore's Horcrux started there, and he created the Horcrux to be his pet bird, the phoenix.
And a phoenix, once it gets old, it dies and it's reborn from the ashes. So he just keeps coming back to life if he put his soul into a phoenix.
Exactly. Just like the phoenix is Dumbledore's Horcrux, that can be sort of like attributed to how
It's just Voldemort's snake.
Yeah, Voldemort's snake is one of Voldemort's Horcruxes.
Tali? Something begins with an N.
Yeah, I don't know. So that's where those parallels come in. And there's some weird wording and phrasing and phrases that Dumbledore says throughout the books and in parts of the movies that make you think and believe that he has firsthand knowledge of how to create a Horcrux and how to create a Horcrux with a living animal and why it's not a good thing to do. And he talks to Harry all about that.
Nagini. That's what it was.
Nagini?
Nagini.
Yeah, okay, that's what it is. That's close. I got the right syllables and most letters right. This phoenix, it was proven in the Goblet of Fire that the phoenix feathers, tail feathers, were used to create Voldemort's and Harry's wands. So all three of those guys are connected straight off the bat right there. But when Voldemort went to Harry's house in the first movie to kill the Potters and try to kill Harry. Voldemort's wand was destroyed because the spell bounced back and part of Voldemort's soul went into Harry. Love saved him. Most bogus answer ever. Voldemort, the spell bounced off and part of Voldemort's soul went into Harry. But also, part of the theory is that the part of Dumbledore's soul that was in the wand went into Harry also. So Harry is now a Horcrux for Voldemort and Dumbledore. So that's pretty trippy right there. The Horcruxes had to be destroyed. You know, Harry was killed. Harry's wand was destroyed.
He was in possession of all. But he was in possession of the Resurrection Stone and the Invisibility Cloak, and he was killed with Dumbledore's wand. So technically, he was in possession of all the Elder artifacts at the time of his death.
Where are you going with that?
I was going to go with that with... I had a really good point to that, and then just stopped. So.
Nice.
Unless 2 minutes gone, but...
Harry is killed, or supposedly killed, by Voldemort, and he's in, like, limbo at King's Cross. He sees Voldemort's Horcrux that lives within him, the 1/8 part of a soul, the little shitty Voldemort that's laying on the ground, like, basically dead now. But they also see Dumbledore there, too. So why would Dumbledore be there if part of his soul's not there? Because this is all about Harry. So this is some pretty trippy shit. And maybe Dumbledore's not as awesome or as morally right as we thought if he's out here creating Horcruxes using dark magic.
I don't care what Dumbledore does. He's still a badass.
It's pretty cool. Seemed like he got a little plastic surgery after the second movie, though.
It's like it's a whole nother character.
Yeah, dude. He looked a little different. That's for sure.
So, Dylan, what are your thoughts on the fan theory that Harry is immortal?
I think it makes sense. I think it does make sense. It goes with the prophecy, which is what?
That Harry and Voldemort are basically tied together. One cannot live unless the other dies. So, well, Harry ends up dying at Voldemort's hands, but comes back to life. But Harry ends up killing Voldemort in the end. So, when Voldemort's gone, Harry is immortal because he can't die unless Voldemort kills him. So, yeah.
There's like weird wording in the prophecy where it says like how you just said,
one cannot live without the other.
The one cannot live without the other. They can only die at the hands of each other. So that's why Voldemort keeps saying that the Death Eaters can't kill Harry, that Voldemort has to kill Harry. Prophecy can sort of be interpreted to mean that only those two can kill each other. So if one is killed, the other one can't die because there's no one to kill him.
But there is a chance that Voldemort can come back. There's a small bit of it because a piece of him is in Harry. So
no, but Voldemort killed his Horcrux when he... That's how Harry survived.
At the end? When they all like intertwine and do that weird-ass fight?
No, when Harry went into the woods and...
Yeah, fought Dumbledore. Or not Dumbledore, Voldemort.
Well, Voldemort just put the killing curse on him, but it didn't kill Harry. It killed the Horcrux.
But it doesn't really show you in the movie that that little creature that's in limbo dies. You just see him slowly breathing.
That it was explained that the reason Harry supposedly came back to life is because he didn't actually die. Only the Horcrux died.
And I guess Voldemort's completely gone.
Yeah. So is Harry immortal? That's the question. I think it could be true, especially in the wizarding world. You know, how old is Dumbledore? He was like 9 million years old.
It's false. The oldest wizard to ever be was like 780.
Yeah, well, he's up there.
Okay.
This last
shitty
one.
Shitty way to go, though. The way he went.
Dumbledore?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Falling out the tower.
See and you. Drinking all that stuff so Harry can find the first Holocrox.
His whole death. Why are you calling me?
Getting pulled into the water by all those little Voldemorts.
Dude, that is sketchy.
That scene was sick, though, because then he like does that thing with his wand with all the fire and stuff. It's like a fire tornado.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty sick. I want to know how these wizards and witches create spells and how one can be more powerful than the other. Because if you just know all the spells, how can you become more powerful if you know all the spells?
Make new ones.
Yeah, but is it like your wand?
He's so powerful, he can make new ones.
Is it your wand that makes you powerful? Or is it how you execute the spells? Like, I don't get it.
It's probably your wand and the amount you practice.
Good genes, dude? I don't know.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. You have to write to the author.
author. Yeah, JK is never going to reply to me. So this last fan theory that we want to talk about, a little controversial, sort of doesn't make sense if you actually think about it, but it does in some respects. Harry is not the chosen one.
Now, that's just the stupidest theory ever. I watched the video on that, and Neville, that just ruins all the movies. It's stupid. So you shouldn't even talk about it. It's that pointless.
No, I think there's some merit to it. Because I watched another video, and it's sort of like quantum physics-y, which is sort of mind-blowing. But the alternative choice to being the chosen one, it would be Neville, because he fits all the same criteria. His parents pissed off.
His birthday's a day before Harry's.
Huh?
His birthday's a day before Harry's, and they have to be in the 7th month. His is the 30th, Harry's is the 31st.
Exactly. Birthdays match up with the prophecy. The parents pissed off. Voldemort, that fits up with the prophecy. You know, you have to have a distinguishing feature that the Dark Lord doesn't know about, which is sort of weird. And
no, I'm going to say Neville's was herbology, because that's just a joke.
Yeah, I mean, it could still be love, but if she's throwing out love, dude, then anything's possible, because that's the most bogus answer ever.
That's what the fans want to hear, man.
No, it's not. That was bogus. You sit through 8 movies, and that's what you get. 7 books, and that's what you get. Love.
Love games?
This ain't the 60s. This was the 90s and 2000s.
Sure.
But okay, so here's the other sort of part of the theory. It's like quantum physics-y, where Harry and Neville are both the chosen ones. So in quantum physics, this is sort of going to trip some people out. But in quantum physics, a particle, two particles can be in the same, can occupy the same space in time at the same moment. And that's only when they're not being observed. When they are being observed, they're in separate spots. So if the story is being told, and because we see Harry and we want Harry to be the chosen one, he becomes the chosen one. But if we wanted Neville to be the chosen one, he'd be the chosen one. It's sort of like trippy.
I want you to watch all those movies and just not think of Harry. I just want you to think of Neville the whole time you watch it.
He could be. Dude.
Notes, then I want your thoughts.
Neville killed the last Horcrux.
You got lucky. Right place, right time.
We don't give Neville enough credit.
It's only a true Gryffindor can use the sword.
Is he not a true Gryffindor? In the house. What do you mean he's not a true? He's as much a Gryffindor as anyone.
It only comes to
else.
The greats of Gryffindor, so that might be like your only argument.
Dude, Neville stepped up in the last battle.
Because he had a girl he had to show off for.
No. Dude, he expected to die. He can't. You're not going to show off and then not freaking reap the rewards from it.
Oh, okay. Nice, dude.
So those are the fan theories. They're pretty interesting. We got some final topics we want to talk about that might be sort of short and sort of the coolest parts of Harry Potter, I really feel. Let's go with Dumbledore and his morality. I feel that Dumbledore is like secretly a bad guy.
Yeah, I think you're wrong.
Yeah, dude. He basically nurtured Harry and like kept him by his side and showed him all this attention. All because he was planning to use Harry to kill Voldemort.
That's just good strategizing.
No, it's evil.
Call it whatever you want.
Dude, that's straight evil. He's literally like, Snape said it right. He's literally setting him up to slaughter him like a pig.
I mean, I guess that's just like your opinion. I mean, you can look at him bad, but they want you. I don't know. That's kind of tricky because if you kind of look at it, like you said, he has been kind of like, just teaching him what to do, kind of like fattening him up like a pig, and then when it comes time to date, and when he gets what he wants to defeat the darkness, Harry will die, but Harry didn't end up dying, so I guess Dumbledore's plan failed.
Dude, well, Dumbledore died. No, dude, he literally kept Harry around because he knew Harry was a Horcrux, and he knew that the only way to kill Voldemort was Harry was going to die. So I think that if Dumbledore didn't end up dying and Voldemort didn't end up getting the Elder Wand, I think Dumbledore might have set up a plan to kill Harry.
What a plot twist that would have been.
That would have been straight up savagery. Doing everything in your power to make sure your enemy loses. Sacrificing children. So, dude,
slaughtered children. Killed younglings.
Yeah, dude. Him and Anakin might have to have a duel on that. Oh, yeah, we should have definitely had Dumbledore in our heroes thing, too.
Again, this was Dylan's way of organizing. It was awful. I tried to talk him out of it.
No, you didn't. You didn't even put up a fight. All right, this last one. What do you think of Snape at? What do you think of Snape, just in general?
I like him.
Dude, I like him, too.
He tries to be the bad guy, but if you watch the movies, he really helps out Harry. And kind of, like, he's negative about it, but, like, secretly, he's hoping Harry, like, catches on and learns that he's, like, trying to help him out. He doesn't want to just come forth and, like, be like, yeah, I liked your mom. Now I'm just going to look out for you. He's secretly just trying to get him to be the best wizard he can.
Dude, you hate him through, like, 6 movies and 6 books. But then you find out he is basically a badass. Dude, he's a double agent for the good side. And he was in love with Harry's mom. Is he the one that put out the Patronus that helped Harry find the sword?
Yeah, the deer.
So he did that. So, dude, he's literally a badass. Just freaking murping kids down. He also helped Harry train his mind to not have Voldemort enter his mind as easily. So, dude, Voldemort's like one of the most misunderstood characters probably of all time. Because you just think he's some bad character and bad dude, but he's really not.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, again, it's like total opinion, but.
Sure, dude. Or it's straight facts. Alternative facts.
Dylan facts.
Let's get into it. March Madness, Devin.
Who are you taking in the actual game, bud?
Taking
Gonzaga.
We'll go Zags. They never been there. They got a chip on their shoulder.
I don't like the Tar Heels.
Yeah. We just lost all our listeners, but all one of them. Pete. Anyways, so March Madness. Devin, who'd we have last week?
I don't know. I don't have it in front of me. Is it Superman and Spider-Man?
No.
No, Iron Man?
No. Wow. Straight up. Dumb.
Joker and Loki.
Yep. We had Joker versus Loki. And we had Spider-Man versus the Green Arrow. What was the outcomes?
Right. It took Spider-Man and Loki.
Oh, yeah, bub. Spider-Man and Loki finished out the first round. So now we have Spider-Man versus Superman, Wolverine versus Hulk, Loki versus Darth Vader. And we have Deadshot versus Boba Fett.
Dude, today, I'm telling you, this week's matchup, Wolverine, Hulk. Who are you taking? Why?
I want to preface this by saying that I know that Wolverine and Hulk have fought before in the comics and in some animated TV shows. I'm not going to go off the outcomes of those. So I'm just going to give my straight opinion of how badass I think they are. So
they're both pretty badass.
Who?
They said they're both pretty badass. They all have their strengths. Not many weaknesses, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go... Damn, this is good. I'm going to go with Wolverine.
Why?
Well, Hulk is definitely strong. Super strong. He's super fast. He's got a lot of good attributes. But I don't think he's going to be able to rip limbs off of Wolverine. Wolverine is made out of adamantium. I don't think that the strength is far apart. And Wolverine has blades to fight against Hulk. So all Wolverine needs is one chance.
Just get up close and one little slice at the throat and Hulk's done.
One chance. That's all he needs. So, I mean, that's my opinion.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to have to go with you on that Wolverine one. I mean, mainly, I might just be favoriting Wolverine because he's one of my favorite Marvel characters. But Wolverine, adamantium claws, he's going to beat Hulk. I mean.
I think there's one person on our whole list that could beat Wolverine.
Don't spoil it.
Oh, I won't, Bob. I won't.
Championship. World champ.
Might be finals, might be semifinals, dude. I don't know. I think there's one person that I can think of that could beat Wolverine, but and Hulk is not one of them.
I mean,
think
Hulk's got super speed though. He's just gonna like just dash out in one punch into the ground.
Yeah, but that's just gonna. I mean, it's not gonna even gonna hurt him. It's just gonna delay Wolverine. Hulk Wolverine took an adamantium bullet.
Adamantium knuckles. That's what he needs.
Hulk's not Batman. He doesn't get to think ahead.
Okay. He's a scientist, though, so...
Yeah, but, I guess dude, Hulk mad.
It's like Jekyll and Hyde.
Dude, and Wolverine took an adamantium bullet to the head and survived. All he did was just lose memory. I don't know how you can go against him in many cases. So we're going with Wolverine on this one, Bob?
I think you might have to take Wolverine on this one, Bob.
It's going
to
make some people upset. We put a Twitter thing out, or Twitter, Facebook. We put a Facebook thing out, and it's split 50-50 on who's going to win between Hulk and... Wolverine.
Sorry, Jesse. Sorry, Tristan. Sorry, Pete. Those are our three listeners.
Dude, I don't think Tristan's ever listened.
Okay.
What's our second matchup? Villain side?
We got Bulba versus Deadshot.
The Battle of the Bounty Hunters. Who you got?
Deadshot.
Oh, God.
Don't be that guy.
I don't know, man. I'm really split 50-50. Why are you taking Deadshot?
Because he's only missed once, and that was Harley Quinn to save her. But Deadshot, he's the best shot. So Bulba is just going to try to use a jetpack, fly up. He's going to shoot the jetpack. Jetpack's useless. He's on the ground. He's just going to shoot him, kill him, dead.
Yeah, dude. But think about this. Deadshot goes against humans.
All Bulba is a Mandalorian. He's still a human.
Just a Mandalorian? You go tell Mandalorians they're just Mandalorians.
Okay, that's like, okay. I will.
Dude, they'd murder you.
Just because they're just trained assassins, bounty hunters.
That's their entire life. Dude, but Boba Fett goes against way tougher competition. Jedi, Sith, dark side users.
How many Jedi has he ever killed?
I don't know, but he's gone against them, and he goes against Force users.
Yeah, and in the end, Boba ends up dying by falling into a sand pit and getting eaten by a monster.
Supposedly. Supposedly. We don't know yet. We might not ever know. He could have survived.
Bodies in the stomach of that thing.
He could have survived. It takes what? How long did it say those things digest?
I think like years or something.
Yeah, a lot of years. So he could still be alive. But then you got to think, how does Mandalorian armor hold up against actual bullets?
Instead of lasers?
Yeah, that's the question that's been on my mind.
Yeah, dude, I'll let you know that if I ever see a laser gun. And I'm going to compare it to some bullets.
Dude, I don't know. I'll go with Deadshot.
I like it. Will Smith Deadshot?
Well, yeah.
Oh, nice. I like it.
But it's close. It's super close.
Sorry, Bulba.
That's what most people took on the Facebook.
Go Jenga.
Who's better, Jango or Boba?
Boba.
Well, they're clones of each other, so I'm going
to
go with...
Okay, one just has to have a better resume against Jedi. I mean, the father goes up against Jedi. He goes up against Mace Windu and gets his head cut off, so he wasn't very good. You gotta be quicker than that.
Gotta be quicker than that. Oh, God. All right, so we take Deadshot. We got a DC win for once. That's pretty cool. There's Marvel versus Marvel on the other side, so obviously Marvel took the cake. So it will be Wolverine versus the winner of Superman versus Spider-Man. And then it will be Deadshot versus the winner of Darth Vader and Loki. That's going to be a good matchup.
Pretty good matchup coming up.
Yeah, so that's going to be good, Bob. It's going to be good. I'm excited. Anyways, Devin, stay safe. Nice drawing, dude. Nice drawing.
Thanks, man.
Anyway, stay safe, my friend.
All right, get on Xbox.